Yeah, you have the stuff made up just for fun and the stuff made up just to
it's
see
the perfect
if
time of year to
from paycheck.
Yeah.
It's the perfect time of year to make shit up. Absolutely.
It's like when people invent fake BotCon exclusives to see a Sabertron will front page it.
Yeah. Which they do.
For multiple years.
Yeah. Keep falling for that shit. It's funny.
Remember BotCon exclusive?
Why does anybody ever go there?
Remember BotCon
Sabertron
exclusive?
Or BotCon?
Beast yes. Wars. Remember Beast Wars Breakdown? Which is when somebody photoshopped Beast Wars Neo Break as Breakdown.
Oh my god.
And did it as a BotCon exclusive and Sabertron front paged it.
Of course they did.
Bless their little hearts.
How adorable.
Sadly, wow. Like all great jokes, that's been lost to the ages, but the memory lasts forever. Or until senility, whatever happens first.
Right.
Yeah. Cheers. Pretty much.
You're listening to Superhero Time, going completely off subject. With your hosts, XV.
Balls fly out of my mouth.
Hey Mickey.
Kneel before Hey Mickey.
Paladin.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Ken.
I like find the 12-year-olds.
JD Church.
Give me the hot dog.
And Fort Max.
I am Amazon.
Ha ha ha.
Fat boy.
Ha ha ha. Fat boy. I'll never get old.
You know, if Brian won't bring the computer back to RFC, maybe we should invent a segment so it can be on Superhero Time.
Hell, we should just invent a segment so it would be on RFC. He just doesn't want to do it.
If we well, yeah, but actually... I have the program that will do the voice. So we don't
right, what
need
I'm saying
him.
Is, if you make up the segment... Then,
oh. Yeah, but if I make know. Up the segment, I'm not going to put it on the other show.
Oh, you're okay. Well, that's fair enough. I'm just saying.
I'm
if
not
you
go
want
to all
it
that work
on
for him,
okay, that's cool. Do it on this show. It, I don't care, man. I mean, it wasn't like Happy Times. It wasn't like they had Sentai action figures and shit, or whatever the equivalent would be. Night Rangers.
Yeah, they had real life Sentai.
Yeah. It was called Death Knights that, like, f-ing killed you as they came through and sacked your f-ing village in the middle of the night. And
probably raped all the female members of your family.
Hell yeah, where do you think you were born? Why do I look like a northern person, Mom? Well, one day, one came through. You know,
there were nickels involved.
So basically what you're saying is that Milkman
originates right?
There were shillings involved.
The Milkman originates with knights in the Middle Ages is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you have proper names, right? Like Baker. Like the other name Baker, right? Like
oh, yeah, yeah.
They were
Smith.
Bakers or whatever. Smith, Fletcher.
Cooper.
You know, they made arrows and shit.
Cooper,
so,
that's one people don't usually get.
What's a Hunsucker?
That costs an extra nickel or two.
Oh, I'm just curious. I wasn't balls out last week.
That's fine. I feel like shit, so.
Well, we had an Australian saying cunt every other word, so I think...
I know, dude. That
I think it evened it out.
Dan was awesome, but it threw me off, man. I was like, man, I can't be funny. There's an Australian here. You f*** your doctor? What?
Listen, f*** my doctor.
You f*** your doctor, okay.
Although, I've known somebody who actually has done that.
Well, yeah.
No, thanks. No, no, no.
No? Okay.
No, no.
No. Did it give you a reach around?
No.
Well, you should have known there was no escaping from that one, Ken.
Yeah, whatever.
Once they get you locked in that office, man, it's just all over.
Just like the episode of Family Guy.
You watch Family Guy?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Doesn't your respect for him just diminish considerably when you learn that?
How are you? Like that.
And, you know, he was talking on Twitter last night about wanting to make a special point of watching Robot Chicken.
It was a DC special.
So, and that's another thing. There's the whole comic book deal.
I didn't, like, you know, whatever.
You know, it's a fun game to play whenever somebody says Revenge of, you got to think, is it going to be Revenge of the Fallen or Revenge of the Sith? And just how horrible is what is this comic going to be?
Or they could be talking about the pre-production name for Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
Why'd you nerd that up?
Because he's Fort Max.
Wow. Because Fort Max.
Ah, dang it.
Wow.
No, I think Mickey was right about this being...
Oh, remember how you're talking about Darth Maul being on the cover of the Clone Wars thing?
Yeah.
Ben got that box set of figures with him in it and his robot legs.
Awesome.
Well, Clone Wars does have Goat Maul in it.
Goat Maul?
Goat.
He's got his Maul. Robot legs are Grievous legs.
Yeah, they're the inverted whatever.
It's like.
Yes, that.
It certainly is.
That's the same thing I'm canon now.
It's like I don't want to slag on a show I haven't seen much of out of the first season because
now you can go right ahead and slang on this because Clone Wars is f***ing terrible.
Yeah, I couldn't finish
with Clone Wars is terrible, but it's still better than any of the prequel movies or all of the prequel movies combined.
Yeah, well, it's like I couldn't get out of the first season because I realized, oh wait, Anakin's the main character, and I hate him. Not only.
I thought Ahsoka was the main character. She's certainly self-assertive enough for it.
Well, she tries, but they can't really do that because, well, we all know what happens to Anakin, and we can assume what happens to Ahsoka.
That's what happens to Ahsoka.
Okay. Yeah, she's going to die.
Can I have a nerd moment about this?
One second. No. Mine's quick. I don't have it to Ahsoka. Anakin gets her pregnant, and he has to kill her.
Okay, so here's my nerd moment thing that pisses me off about that. Because Anakin's whole beef in the third movie is that he's not a f***ing master. Well, you can't have a f***ing Padawan and not be a f***ing master. So what the f***?
Yeah, well, like any continuity matters to, you know.
Apparently. And that's why I haven't watched like any of it. Because I'm
it's like, you know, Clone Wars has pretty much trashed a whole section of continuity and stories and novels and comics that are built up.
You know,
it's been fun a while back. I was just having fun watching the chaos on Wikipedia happen.
The original, like the Greg Tachowski, like animated Clone Wars, that is fucking brilliant. That was great.
It was awesome, and even if you didn't like Revenge of the Sith, it led straight into it perfectly.
It did, and it was great. It was well thought out. It was well done. It was a really good. I mean, I own both of those. I'm pulling out every once in a while. They're great. And then they like shit all over that by making this awful fucking CGI series. And it's just like.
Then you have episodes focusing on the politics of school lunches.
I'm like, dear God. This already came out and was awesome. Why are they messing with it?
Yeah, and it's like
because that's what Lucas does.
And it's like you make like say Commander Cody a character, but you know he's going to turn right back around in Revenge of the Sith and try and shoot Obi-Wan in the back.
You already said Revenge of the Fallen, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it's like, why should I give a shit about this guy?
Yeah. I don't know.
And so now they're going to take the terribleness of the Clone Wars and cross it with the terribleness of Robot Chicken and make a super terrible show.
Oh, God, people.
And also the terribleness of Family Guy mixed in with it, too. It's a perfect storm of shit.
Yeah, we get it. I get it. Thanks.
Basically, what we're saying here is that JD has no taste in TV shows.
JD's a dumbass. And
So, have they done a Rogue Squadron for 3DS yet?
No, but they should, damn it. Probably since Factor 5 went under, they won't.
Lucasfilm not wanting to put out good games.
Or good anything.
Yeah. I know, Rogue Squadron.
Or good TV shows, or good movies.
Rogue Squadron's like my favorite Star Wars game I've ever played.
Rogue Squadron.
Even if they did completely f*** it up in the third installment.
I don't know. The best one is to the first Dark Forces game.
No, it's Shadows of the Empire.
That game invented the Hoth level.
Yeah, and then they never forgot it.
Right.
Well, isn't the Hoth level kind of the reason we got Rogue Squadron? Because that's the only one everybody f***ing played?
Yep. Pretty much as it was tradition with my copy of Shadows of the Empire. Whenever somebody else played it, they just played the Hoth level over and over and over.
And over.
Well, it was the only level of the game that was playable.
Right.
Yeah, there's that. And
I mean, it's a really natural-looking progression from the Hoth level of Shadows of the Empire to Rogue Squadron.
Yeah.
So does anyone remember what the plot of Shadows of the Empire was?
It had a plot.
Some genius had the idea to include on... Then some genius had the idea to include on-foot missions in the last game, which is f***ing stupid.
There was a Han Solo knockoff because they couldn't use Han Solo because at that time he was in Carbonite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there was a green dude...
Who wanted to have sex with Leia and so he kidnapped her.
Right. You know, this is bad because I've actually read the book when I was a kid, and I can't remember shit. There was a speeder bike person.
Okay, so the thing you're saying is bad is that you read the book as a kid and you're relieved that you don't remember any of it, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, just checking.
It's like completely left my memory.
I was worried that you were saying that the bad thing was that you had read the book and you can't remember any of it.
Well, it just shows how unmemorable it is.
You know, in retrospect, it's kind of telling because, you know, they all hyped this up like this is the official what happened in between Empire and Jedi.
Uh-huh.
And it was a terrible story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We really should have seen the prequel terribleness coming early.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it got much more attention than any, because there were, you know, a dozen other Star Wars books out.
Instead, we had to wait until Han shot first and fired a digitally altered warning shot.
Oh,
so what you're saying is that this should have foreshadowed the thing.
Well, it came out the same year as the special editions, too.
The shadow of the, okay, never mind.
Oh, God, don't.
Yeah.
I was trying to. Yeah.
You tried. Bless your heart, you tried.
I know, right? I really wanted that joke to work, and. It just didn't.
What a mistake.
Yeah, it was a horrible mistake.
Do you feel bad?
I do feel bad. Not a lot bad. Just a little.
But now we have Star
Wars. I think I'm more disappointed because I thought it could work. I really think I could have made it work, but...
But now we have Clone Wars.
But,
no, now we have Force Unleashed.
Ugh.
The first one is... Okay, if you can get it for cheap.
That's not a ring endorsement.
No, it's bad. Like, I tried playing it.
Like I remember there used to be a day when it was like, oh, it's a Star Wars game. Awesome. This will probably be cool. Nowadays, it's like, oh, it's a Star Wars game.
That's unfortunate.
Are we talking about BotCon?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Era. So how about that BotCon?
Yeah.
Ow, my butt.
I'm pretty excited I'm going.
Yeah, that sums up BotCon pretty well.
I am going. I'm excited to see people and stuff, but so far I'm not very excited about the set. Yeah.
Well, come on. Shattered Glass is the most creative thing ever.
Yes. Per Fun Pub.
I would totally consider going to BotCon if Fun Pub wasn't running it, but they've dipped their balls in my mouth too many times over the past year where I don't want to give them any money.
Yeah, they've kind of been a pain in the ass a little bit. I think they've gotten too big for their britches, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it shows.
Yeah, I think they have a way overinflated sense of their self-importance, and yeah.
I think they have no humility.
I think that's more that just – I think it's – a big part of it is that Pete is a horrible PR person.
Yeah.
And you know why they have no shame with any of this? Because we're all hopeless f***ing addicts, and we pay for all their crap no matter what they put out.
Well, they're kind of in this sweet spot where Hasbro doesn't really need – BotCon, so Hasbro's more than happy to, you know, give out its property stuff, you know, as long as it's selling stuff and doing things. So, you know, it's not like Hasbro is, you know, really worried about the PR side of what BotCon does because it's plausible deniability, you know.
Yeah.
Fun Pub's a separate company. It's not Hasbro. So whatever Fun Pub does doesn't really hurt Hasbro.
And plus, they have a. And plus, as long as they're not breaching the terms of the contract.
So, but on the other hand, you know, that sort of leaves Fun Pub, you know, free to do whatever. But I also understand that there's limitations on them as well. I mean, a big limitation that's on Fun Pub that doesn't always get thought about is they really, you know, it's something that has been an issue for BotCon or any of those conventions for a while, which is that they're limited to the molds that are available currently. You know, there's only so many molds that they can go to. You know, and occasionally they've been able to reach out and get really crazy stuff like the whatever the X9 Ravage or whatever that they got to do
Tigatron,
thank you, with
yeah.
You know, back in 2001. But typically they've been limited to those current run molds. And
I understand that. It's just I find myself very disinterested in what we've seen so far.
The problem is, too, is that instead of, you know, when they outsource their creativity, then they get great stuff. Like last year.
Oh, God,
last year was great. What did they do? They outsourced their creative side. They said, okay, we're going to, you know, they went to Derek J. Wyatt, and they're like, okay, you know, let's do
Marty Eisenberg also to do the comic. And
yeah, and so they
yeah, I mean, I didn't like last year's set personally, but I respected it as a concept.
Yeah, and a lot of people did. I mean, and that's what I say too. It's like I could go either way, but it was at least creative and interesting.
Yeah, I'm just tired of Shattered Glass.
The only people that are interested in Shattered Glass is Fun Pop.
How about the Collectors Club inadvertently trolling the fandom today?
Inadvertently,
which is different from any other day. How?
Well, apparently they had done this thing where they were going to announce something and got everybody really excited because they thought it was going to be like the BotCon announcement. And then they're like, guess what? We're collecting all of our shitty stories into a book and you can buy it.
Rather just collecting the first 12 issues of the Collector's Magazine Beak. And it's not really them either. It's IDW.
Yeah, it's more
because IDW is the one that has the publishing rights for the first that did the publishing for the first 2 years. So
it's more than just their shitty stories; it's their shitty articles with their shitty stories.
And again,
that are years out of date.
Yeah,
it's more IDW's doing it because they're the ones that paid for it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
So everybody got so excited, and then they're like, "It's a book."
Yeah, so
less entertaining than Fun Pub fault than someone over there falling for that hoax that with regards to copyright and stuff.
I
kind of like how Pete is poking jabs at Walkie in the thread in the Allspark, though.
Is he?
Yeah.
But apparently they said on Twitter that there's supposed to be some announcement about BotCon sometime in the next week or so. I'm expecting it's probably not going to be a date.
No.
BotCon 2013 will be happening in 2013. Stay tuned.
No.
We'll announce that we're going to announce pre-registrations at a later date.
No, Mickey. What it's going to be is BotCon 2013 will take place in 2014 due to scheduling conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
No, they would have to wait till everybody spent their money on that first before they delay it. You know, like
yeah, they get the pre-reg finished, then they delay it.
Yeah, mm.
And just like JoeCon,
move it to another facility
across the country. They move it back to California again.
Wow.
Well, okay. On that subject, there's the Castle Grayskull thing that happened today too.
Oh, man!
Did they yank it? Is that what happened?
Do what?
What happened? I heard that.
Okay,
something
okay,
happened.
Okay. I saw this tweeted. Apparently, people who were ordering Castle Grayskulls today accidentally got a 15% discount on the price, and so Maddie Collector sent out a tweet that this was an error, and customer service would be contacting everybody who got the discount to either have the price adjusted up or to cancel.
Nice.
Yeah.
I went out of business.
And even worse, they abbreviated you as the letter U, and they had plenty of space to actually spell it out.
Yes, they did. Wow. Is at working in retail, if we did something like that, that's just kind of a lick on us. It's like
that's how it's supposed to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's how businesses work.
Yeah. No 15% discount for you.
I love you, Mattel.
Like, can't go back and retroactively recharge somebody something like that.
Well, I mean,
and that's why the option to cancel is being given too. If they did, if it was just okay, we gave this discount to you in error, we're going to increase your price.
Right, and you're just stuck with that. Is a bait and switch, and that's illegal. But
yeah. I mean, that would be like class action lawsuits, except it wouldn't because nobody on the internet ever does that.
Yeah,
but it would be legitimate grounds for that for once.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's kind of sickening enough that they got enough pre-orders on their, pseudo Kickstarter to even make Castle Grayskull. What's even worse now is that, I don't think anybody's going to actually cancel over this, which they ought to.
Oh, yeah. They should.
They should. Yeah, so it's been a fun day for collector properties.
Yeah, see, when I worked at Best Buy, I've worked at every retail store, by the way.
It's weird. When I was working at Walmart, there was like 3 or 4 incidents of employee theft, and for whatever reason, the cameras were not any use to, track down who was stealing. They had to, set up traps to figure out.
Wow.
Depends on what type of traps?
Well, there was the one time there was the noose on the ground and a bowling ball over it.
Toys R Us security cameras, the one I worked at, two of them were pointed at walls rather than the aisles. And another one had a wall erected in front of it later on when they remodeled the store. They didn't move the camera. Yeah.
See, when I did security, we moved cameras all the time. We usually didn't use the cameras to catch external theft, like people shoplifting. We usually use the cameras to catch internal theft. And that was always a lot of fun. Oh, that was great. There's nothing like the pure joy of bringing someone that's stolen from the company in, talking to them, giving them that false sense of hope, like everything's going to be okay. Then you fire them, and then you call the police and have them arrested. It's great. When I worked at Best Buy, we had individual tills, but sometimes we wouldn't even count them down until the end of the night. I mean, you're supposed to count them down in front of, with the person essentially when their shifts end. But, people don't want to stay and then you don't have time or, whatever in the middle of the day. So you don't count them down to the end of the day. And then by then, you don't realize until the end of the day you've got money missing.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked at Factory Card Outlet, we actually counted down our own tills.
Oh, that's priceless.
Yeah.
Yep, it's right. Man, he's great. He gets his till right every time.
Mickey's got great stories from that job.
We're short 300. Oh, Lord. But your till's right every time. It's amazing.
Mickey, want to throw out a couple highlights for JD?
Let's see. Oh, there's the time that we found a used pregnancy test in the women's room. It was positive.
Yes.
Nice.
We would take turns farting in the coffee mugs by the register, hoping that the customers would use them without washing them.
Awesome.
Excellent.
We'd tell the old people who come in that we heard on the radio it was going to start snowing, so they'd freak out and have to run to the grocery store to get bread and milk.
Yeah. That's your fault. That's people awesome. Like you.
Yeah. We always got a lot of Russell Stover's candy in, but none of it really sold because it kept getting damaged on the truck, and so we just had to eat it.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know. The manager just it upset her how many boxes of candy she damaged out.
Mm.
Convenient, that.
Man.
Now, let's see. Was it the same job where the boss's girlfriend?
Oh, Lord, yes, yes. It's one of the system managers got promoted to manager when the old one quit, and she decided that she was going to be lesbian or bisexual or something, so she hired her new girlfriend and her new girlfriend's husband.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I remember this one.
And yeah, so that's sure a great idea to hire them both at the same time.
I'm sure that went brilliantly.
It lasts about a week.
That long?
I forget, yeah. Did he know beforehand?
She indicated that he did. I think from the way things went down, he did not.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my favorite story.
Awesome.
Because it's just got a little bit of everything in there.
We had got this one assistant manager in who would always go to the bathroom and get high before her shift.
That's great. And just so, to get like, through the day.
Yeah, and so what Russ would do, Lost Orbit, is that he went for a big long line of customers, then he hit Control-Delete on the keyboard to reset the register. Yes. And he'd just stand back like, I don't know what's going on, it's broken. And she'd be like all wide-eyed, her eyes all dilated, not know what to do. She's freaking out. He do it on every shift.
That's awesome.
I don't think you told me before that he worked there with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was him and me and, like, I think four or five of other friends. We composed, like, 80% of the workforce to just our group.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So one more story, and then I'll let you guys go.
Okay.
Talking about theft, one of the coolest stories I had heard was a manager that was stealing from the company. Embezzling is the level that it got to, because what he was doing is using the company like account. He was doing some odd company accounting, and he had actually ordered like lumber and parts and things to build like a deck and pool onto his house, but he had done it like through the company card. And the way they finally figured it out was like one day with this whole deck thing, one of the companies showed up at the store to deliver parts for his deck, and you know, they told him they were there, and he was like, oh no, I'm sorry, that goes to my house, it goes to my house, and you know, and redirected him. And it's like, that doesn't seem right. Thus, an investigation was launched, and he was fired. And I think went to prison.
One of my old bosses at Toys R Us got busted for embezzling. What he was doing was he was actually just chewing through cashiers. He'd take $20 out of their tills every so often until they get enough gone, so they get fired and get new cashiers in.
Good Lord.
Wow. That's really cold. Low.
Yeah.
Cold-blooded that's, shit there.
That is really cold.
But it finally caught up with him, and he got ran off.
Yeah.
He go to jail, so they let him go with just quit now.
Yeah.
Boy. Press charges.
No, I tell you, though, there is nothing like that pure beauty of bringing people in. My manager and my store manager and my security manager would have competitions to see which one of them could make the exiting employee cry first.
My God.
So like, we had this one guy that nobody really liked. He was kind of a douchebag. And he had a kid, I guess, and stuff. And so the store manager was great, because when we brought him in for whatever it was, I think it was like gift card theft or something he had done. It was really petty, too. But we fired him anyway. He's like, so you have a daughter, right? You know, what would she think if, you know, she knew that you had done this?
Jesus.
Yeah, it was hardcore. Oh, it's beautiful. Those were the days.
Miss Piggy porn? Talk about a fist up the ass.
Oh. Can we segue to an Elmo joke somehow? That seems topical.
But it's so sad.
If you say it out loud, though, you can't segue it. Not cleanly, anyway. Oh. Unless he edits it, but he won't.
No, I won't. No, the whole Elmo thing is just too sad.
No, it's fantastic. It means Elmo will get a new voice, because we don't have to listen to his irritating voice anymore.
No, it's just for somebody imitating
either
it.
Either that, or it means we are now entering the age of Grover.
Oh, God.
You know, I always hated Grover, even as a kid.
So did I.
He was irritating. I kept wishing it was more Bart and Ernie. But then again, maybe that says something about me. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little cliche, I don't think.
I wasn't going to say it, but...
Well, man, now I don't want to admit to favoring Bart and Ernie either.
Well, we may have turned
Bart
today.
Was an asshole, but Ernie was the real asshole.
Well, I mean, there was that one time he filled the bedroom with sheep. What was that? What was that about?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a penis in my ear.
Now there's an intro quote.
No, that's awesome. I can't wait. Oh, it's gonna be like 3 or 4 months, and it'll be like a little present. Yes.
Months. Try 3 or 4 days.
Oh no, you gotta save that one. That's gotta be like a special treat because it's.
So what you're saying is the penis in your ear is a special treat.
It is.
That's right. Only on birthdays, man. And Valentine's.
Is that like a thing? Like your boyfriend stick your penis in their ear? Here you go. I'm trying it on my wife. Maybe that.
Yeah, you report back on that. Tell us how it turns out.
See how that goes.
Yeah,
that actually go well for me, considering my wife.
She has very supple ear canals.
No, you don't like all the way in, just the tip, you know, around there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You pull out the tip's all yellow brown with wax.
Mm-hmm. You flick it off.
And that's what you, know, you wipe on the upper lip for a mustache.
As much as I hate to, I think we need to take a break and recompose ourselves.
Yeah, let's.
Closing on an ear job joke.
That takes some skill.
Oh, aren't you glad I'm back?
No.
No, it's not like I have a booming social life going here, but I do get myself out every once in a while and, you know, interact with real people.
Yeah, I mean, every once in a while, actually, he wipes his ass and puts clothes on and goes outside, you know.
Not necessarily in that order, but yes.
It just absolutely devastates me that now we'll never get William Shatner and Adam West in a buddy cop movie. Because they're
Yeah. Well, they could do one. They could do, like, a retired, you know, like, guys going back out at it, you know?
Well, yeah, except that you would need to structure it where there's, like, flashbacks to them in their prime, and you'd have to have somebody else playing them then, and it would just, you know, it would ruin the whole thing.
Well, then, I would say, then you get
maybe it'd work if we did it all, like, as, like a computer animated film.
But you do a great joke, like, you get Christopher Pine, and then
Christian Bale.
And then you have, like, a great in-joke.
Okay, I actually could get behind that now that you put it that way.
See? It can work. I'm sorry, we do a lot of movie and television proposals over on Fanboy Versus, so I'm kind of used to...
Oh, you mean your show that's less popular than mine?
Right.
So, while I was in the kitchen getting a drink, I had this horrible realization going back to the Sesame Street stuff we were talking about.
Oh, no.
And I think Ernie's rubber ducky might be a metaphor for a penis.
You think?
Well, it is so much fun.
Well, and he also has to put down the ducky if he wants to play the saxophone.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean...
I think we've learned something.
yeah, XV's mind is an unpleasant place.
Somebody should tell that to David Kay next time they ask him to sing the Rubber Ducky song.
Wow. After he sings it, too. Like, you know, we were thinking.
It's just one vowel away from being Rubber Ducky.
So, speaking of, what's the current over-under on how many of the next year's FalkCon toys are actually going to be from Machine Wars?
I say no more than 40%.
That seems about accurate.
That's pretty generous, I think.
I'm counting the convention exclusives as well, because generally they've got a higher ratio of being of on topic.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I think the animated set only got off being so many because it was like, you know, the Stunticons.
40% will be Shattered Glass.
Oh.
By only 40.
Watch the Army Builder set be... Well, watch Megaplex be the Army Builder set.
The other 20% is going to be unrelated nonsense.
Again, why only 20%?
Like, I guarantee you there will be a Generations Jazz redecoed in silver.
Except that would look
that jazz mold.
But that would look nice.
Except he's going to be labeled as Bumblebee.
No, well, no. Actually, if they did a jazz in silver, it would be Blowout.
Can they use the name Blowout anymore?
Well, they would do something with it. But,
well,
you know,
it would
silver...
It'd be doing another tired recolor or something again.
Silver car body, blue robot parts.
Wow. What's... I mean... Are they going to do Starscream, and what would that be?
Universe Silverbolt.
Yeah, I heard you saying
well,
that earlier.
Well,
today.
No. It'd be Universe Silverbolt if they chose a good mold for the purpose. So it won't
be.
So
they won't.
Right.
It'll be Terra Dive.
Yeah, it will be.
God, what if they went really nuts and it was like Jetfire, like movie Jetfire?
Oh, God.
Well, thankfully we know they can't do that.
They can't?
They're not allowed access to the movie mold.
No. You know, it's gonna be Generations Power Glide.
Well, I mean...
Ah, there. Yeah.
Well, they can't use certain movie toys, because remember...
They can't use anything from Movie 1, with the exception of the real Gears.
And anything that appeared on screen is also off-limits.
Right.
Okay. So...
So we know they cannot use the Jetfire toys.
That's how we got Bludgeon as Overlord.
So, is Universe Generations Mirage going to be Mirage or Prowl?
Yes.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is how much of the art is just going to be recycled from other sources?
See, that would be fantastic, but I don't think so.
But apparently they've been talking about how they have a bunch of new art ready to go, so that already shoots that in the foot.
So, what are they going to make
thing.
Prime
it's
out of?
A lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also.
Or exaggerate. A bunch of art means, like, two.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's also possible that they're going to be using entirely prime molds for this.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So let's imagine the Prime Voyager for Optimus done up as Machine Wars Prime. That's probably what we're getting.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Just drip my mouth a little.
Because they did say it's crossing over with wings, which would make sense.
Well, it's not like they don't have plenty of those prime molds to spare.
Although, yeah. If they had access to any of the prime mold, I would say that Ultra Magnus would be better to start from as Machine Warriors Optimus.
So it really, the whole thing about relating back to wings seems more like, okay, this is less about doing Machine Wars and more about tying into our shitty fiction again.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yes, that's what it always
is.
Because
no Machine Wars fiction, so why not just tie it in?
Well, and that's why I've said for a few years now, Machine Wars would be great for them to do, because there's no established fiction for them to, you know, pee all over.
This is true.
Hold the f*** up. When has established fiction ever stopped someone from writing a Transformers story?
Never. That's not the point, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they totally are. It's just saying that it's not like they're going to...
Oh, no.
I mean, this is a chance for them to do
more fiction. Is a step down everyone else's heels.
Classics and kill everyone off in their bio.
Yeah,
or
this
someone
is not
else's
like an,
bio.
It's not like an offensive choice. It's just one I have no interest in.
And somehow it's Michael Bay's fault.
Right.
So basically you're saying it's sort of an analogy to, say, to Transformers today.
Yeah.
It's not offensively bad. It's just so incredibly flavorless that you don't care.
It's like Machine Wars is kind of like a boring G2.
Well, Machine Wars was a boring
G2. That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what it is.
Well, in some of it was boring G1.
Or some of it was boring European.
Yeah, well, yeah, those were the G1. That's the G1 part.
Yeah.
All right, so which helicopter is going to be Sandstorm?
Well, what's Skyhammer from Dark of the Moon?
Blaze Master.
Yeah.
Isn't that Soundwave? Which wouldn't...
I wonder which mold they'll pick for Soundwave.
Yeah, Soundwave was a missile truck, wasn't it?
Yeah. Cybertron Defense Red Alert.
Are there any other missile trucks that he could be?
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be the laziest custom job ever.
In other words, it's a fun pub set.
Yeah.
You know what? It won't even be... It'll be the deluxe Soundwave from War for Cybertron.
Oh, God.
Because Machine Wars Soundwave was different colors, right?
Wow. I'm not investing in this set. Yeah. I mean, because normally, I mean, even for the set that I have, I kind of bought it with the intention of reselling it.
And you just didn't.
And I haven't yet, but I am going to. I'm going to piecemeal it out. But there would be no hope to sell this set whatsoever.
So it's going to be a typical Fun Pub set.
Well, some of the sets, I mean, have sold, like the G2 set and stuff. You know, people wanted pieces out of it and stuff.
But not a whole set.
But not a whole set, no.
See, that's the thing. Like, look at 2007. Everybody wants everything from that year, or they did. It's not so much anymore, but up to a point, that was the hot shit.
Yeah, well, I never see really the 2011 set being sold individually either, just because it's the Stunticons as a group.
Right.
Well, and, you know, in that case, you have the, animated, hardcore animated fans.
Yeah.
Who
will just
really
want it
that.
Because
yeah.
it's
becoming
animated.
Becoming increasingly irrelevant.
Yes.
Yeah. Increasingly?
Yeah.
I think we're past that point by a little ways.
Yeah.
A little ways?
Not even Wookiee can save them now.
Oh, God.
Oh, f*** him.
Okay, so I'm thinking that Hubcap and the other one that's not Hubcap
Hoist
will be done off of Universe Hound.
Oh, God, yes. Damn it.
You know what would be really f***ed up if they did? If they, like, bought some of the third-party molds and, like, reverse-engineered them and then released them as exclusives. That would be hilarious. So you take one of the... You take some of the aerial bots from the... Fans Project set and turn them into like Megatron and whatever other of those jets were. And yeah, you know, do that kind of thing. That'd be awesome. And then they just go in and they're like, what? What are you going to do about it? You want to try and sue us? Go ahead. That would be awesome. They're not going to do that, but that would be cool.
But yeah, basically what we can conclude from this is that this year's BotCon set is likely to be another 2009.
This is going to be...
Which one was 2009?
Exactly.
That's Amazon Prime just makes everything really boring.
Is this...
the excitement of shipping charges?
No. Think more carefully about what Mickey just said. Amazon Prime makes everything boring.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Cleverness.
Yeah, so so I quit RFC this week.
Officially?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might
Kill me cry.
If so, he didn't do it outwardly. I don't think he wanted to give me the satisfaction.
Didn't do it on air.
Oh, no, I did it over email.
Oh.
I haven't been on RFC in, like, 2 weeks already. Just, so it's just like, yeah, I'm off the show. Let's just get it over with.
So it's, yeah. It's kind of that thing where, you know, kind of give less of a shit about Transformers.
Pretty much, yeah.
That show is going to have a hard time getting people on just because so many of us have really just gotten disillusioned, I think, with the whole thing.
Or maybe they should stop making bullshit.
Yeah, that would be good. but then
RFC would never air.
No, I meant Hasbro.
I know it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I can't say I necessarily disagree with Paladin either.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then BotCon is total not happening next year.
San Diego.
San Diego. Yeah. And you know the bad thing is, which I pointed out on Twitter, because 2014 is the 30th anniversary and the fourth movie, it's going to be in California again, probably.
It could be in Rhode Island.
It could be, but...
Since it's the 30th anniversary.
It's not going to be.
Yeah.
It could be, but it
could cost less than $500 for the exclusive.
No,
it couldn't. Guess which one's going to happen.
At that point, it'll probably be over $5.
Actually, it'll probably be at Universal Studios in Florida, because they can tie it into the movie ride there.
Well, that's what they were thinking for this year, too.
See, that would
be cool. Wrong.
I could have driven down there, but no.
Driven?
They could force you to buy a park admission as well as con admission.
Oh, f*** that.
God.
No. Yeah, so I'm just looking at other conventions now.
Yeah. Power Morphicon!
Is there, Ken, really, is there another convention in San Diego this summer?
I don't think so, Fort Max. Why would there be a convention in San Diego in the summer?
2 weeks later, you mean?
Because BotCon is dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, two weeks before SDCC. How f***ing stupid.
Well,
isn't the SDCC when Hasbro actually reveals the real product assortment for the next line?
Yeah.
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 Although, I'm thinking since the two events are so close together now, BotCon actually has a better chance of getting, like, new information.
But it's irregardless, because none of the new stuff they show off will actually come out.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's doing pretty well so far.
Unless it's Bumblebee.
Oh.
Or possibly Optimus.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, because I don't usually close the door when I take a piss. And when I'm doing, like, the show that's on a show on video, like when you used to do RFC, like, I could see everybody on the show while I was pissing. But the camera's pointed, like, no one could see me, so it's hilarious.
Well, that's what you think.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Actually, we should just be really happy that we're not doing video right now.
Yeah.
Just think about, that. Think about that
feel
for a minute.
Feel so I do naked.
I squashed one of those spiders at work, and it exploded like a hand grenade full of babies.
That's awesome.
It was terrifying because I wasn't expecting it.
Were the babies alive?
Yes.
Wow. What'd you do?
I just like stomped furiously to squash all the babies. Who uses more people, Batman and Professor X?
Hmm.
Well, see, there's a difference, though, because, you know, Professor X can use his telepathy to manipulate people, where Batman just has to do it as Batman.
Well, and Professor X uses an entire, race, so I don't know. I think X probably takes that just by sheer ability, you know, reach.
Right, but I think Batman shows more talent in it because he has to, he has to do it manually.
Yeah, I'm not.
He can't just
he can breathe in space.
He can't just, you know, go and program someone to do what he wants.
Right.
I wish I could program people to do what I wanted.
Well, you kind of do. I mean, you have all of us on here. Yeah.
The aliens would learn to communicate in English based on this show.
That would be, yeah, that would be the release. Like, you think about, like, the current Transformers lore where they, like, learn to speak English based on the internet, you know.
Oh, has any of y'all seen Battleship yet?
No.
God, why would I?
Because it's actually pretty great.
Yeah, but you said Catwoman was good.
I keep hearing that, which scares me.
It's like, okay, imagine ID4, if ID4 was kind of goofy and just had fun instead of being serious and dark.
But that was all the scenes with Will Smith.
ID4 was not goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun popcorn. But it starts off with, you know, Earth trying to contact a planet that's just like Earth by sending a radio signal. And, like, the radio signal they sent out is this giant f***ing neon yellow laser beam crackling with plasma energy.
Damn.
It's like, y'all aren't sending radio waves. You're just trying to, like, carve your name in the planet. That's why they're coming here, because they're all pissed off. You, like, killed a continent or something.
Yeah, they had Cheerface Chippendale in charge of that.
Basically.
Wow.
Thank you, Fort Max, for supporting the joke.
They had Battleship on demand at the hotel I was staying at.
But nobody was demanding it, were they?
No.
Not for $18.
Ow.
I'll put it this way. It was more enjoyable than all three Transformer movies.
Wow. I can't imagine paying more to watch that on a shitty little hotel TV than to go see it in IMAX.
Yeah. Was it like same as theater release? Was it like the simultaneous? Like where it was in
theaters? No, he's talking about this weekend.
Oh, it was this weekend. I'm sorry. I thought he said.
Yeah. You could probably actually buy a copy of it cheaper than watching it on demand in a hotel.
Good probably. Lord. Yeah, that's
probably true for anything.
Well, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can get a handy after massage for less than that. I mean,
stay out of the mini bar. Okay, just a general pro tip for you guys. Don't buy the egg rolls from Walmart's deli section.
Really?
Gee, I don't think I would need somebody to tell me.
Okay.
That.
How did you?
Because they're producing the most terrible gas.
Wow.
Okay.
All evening long for the past 4 hours.
I don't think I actually needed anybody to tell me that, but.
JD, you've helped my show so much tonight.
I don't know. I'm really clapping it up.
We should make a podcast just about shitting.
I did have, I will say that this is a terrible thing, but I did have this idea one day where I was like, one of my supervisors went on vacation and we were there on a Saturday. I was like, you know, it'd be great if I pooped in her top drawer.
Monk Chalice is going to avoid Transformer toys.
Oh my
god.
Avoiding
Transformer toys?
Don't care.
Yeah, my vote is don't care, but it is, I don't know, maybe it is slightly funny. Do you see my response to, like, how far back you should buy toys the other day?
1300s?
Yeah, the 1300s.
Well, I guess you didn't see my response then when he asked if they even had toys back then. I said, well, there were rocks and poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that with the sticks. Did you see what I said about stuffed animals?
Yeah, made out of real animals, which is true. I mean,
I know. I was like, I was only, like,
well, and
slightly
and they also had your mom.
That's the geek version of the Upper Decker when you sit someone's laptop and poop. That's... Not again.
If there's some way you can like press a turd into the shape of a DVD, like set it in the tray.
Awesome.
That would have to be some really stiff shit.
God.
To hold a shape
that's
like
thin. Dry it out or something.
Yeah.
Run it through like a Play-Doh Fun Factory or something.
Can you imagine taking that into Best Buy?
Oh.
Can you guys work about a laptop? It's not working.
Why not? Open it up.
I don't know. This DVD drive is pretty shitty.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Superhero Time! You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.